This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden says that he is standing by his weekend statement that Russia's President Vladimir Putin cannot remain in power. We get details from AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
Since Saturday, White House officials have been clarifying that the president was not talking about regime change in Moscow. He says he was expressing moral outrage over Putin's conduct in Ukraine, with millions fleeing the violence to neighboring Poland.
I just come from being with those families.
And his remarks were more an aspiration than a foreign policy goal.
People like this shouldn't be ruling countries, but they do. In fact, they do, but doesn't mean I can't express my outrage about it.
And says he's neither walking back the comment nor apologizing. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Meanwhile, Ukrainian forces claim to have retaken a Kyiv suburb in an eastern town from the Russians in what is becoming a back-and-forth stalemate on the ground. While negotiators are assembling for another round of talks on Tuesday, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says his country is prepared to declare its neutrality and consider a compromise on contested areas in the country's east. The mayor of Irpin says that the Kyiv suburb has been liberated from Russian troops, and a senior U.S. defense official says the U.S. believes the Ukrainians have retaken one town. The official, who spoke on condition of anonymity to discuss intelligence assessment, says Russia appears to be concentrating on the Donbas area, Ukraine's predominantly Russian-speaking eastern region. Again, Ukrainian forces claim to have retaken a Kyiv suburb in an eastern town from the Russians. There's more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The January 6th committee has voted to hold Dave Scavino and Peter Navarro in contempt. Details from AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
The House committee investigating the attack on the U.S. Capitol on January 6, 2021, has voted unanimously to hold former Trump advisors Peter Navarro and Dan Scavino in contempt of Congress. Navarro and Scavino have refused to comply with subpoenas from the committee. The 72-year-old Navarro was subpoenaed to testify in early February. Scavino was subpoenaed last fall, with the committee seeking materials relevant to then-President Trump's videotaping and tweeting messages on January 6th. In a recent report, the committee said it has reason to believe Scavino may have had advance warning about the potential for violence on January 6th. The recommendation of criminal charges now goes to the full House for approval. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Taliban hardliners are turning back the clock in Afghanistan with a flurry of repressive edicts over the past days that hark back to their harsh rule from the late 1990s. Girls have been banned from going to school beyond the sixth grade. Women are barred from boarding planes if they travel unaccompanied by a male relative. Men and women can only visit public parks on separate days, and the use of mobile telephones in universities is prohibited altogether. Those familiar with the top Taliban circle say that the radical changes were ordered by the Taliban supreme leader, and despite promises to the international community that this would not happen. The United States will need far more lithium to achieve its clean energy goals, and the industry that mines the chemical element is poised to grow. The industry also faces a host of challenges from environmentalists. Indigenous groups and government regulators, lithium is distributed widely throughout the earth, but the U.S. is home to just one active lithium mine in Nevada. The element is critical to the development of lithium-ion batteries, which are rechargeable batteries seen as critical to reducing the carbon emissions created by cars and other forms of transportation. Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro made two major personnel changes, seeking to cap off a series of developments perceived as damaging to his administration. The first move Monday brought the exit of Brazil's embattled education minister. And the second shift came as the country's state-run oil giant, where Bolsonaro changed its president after the company boosted fuel prices to pass some of the global oil increases to consumers. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.